This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
I'm Adam Clayton, and this is the 80s at 8. It's the week of May the 15th. And yes, it's your hour of great music from the 1980s. Now, first up this week is a song by American singer Billy Joel, released in September 1982. It is the lead track on Billy Joel's 1982 album, The Nylon Curtain, accompanied by a conceptual music video. Upon its release, and especially in subsequent years, this song emerged as an anthem of blue-collar America, representing both the aspirations and frustrations of America's working class in the late 20th century. The song reached number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100, spending 6 consecutive weeks at that position, and certified gold. It was number 43 on Billboard's year-end Hot 100 chart for 1983. The introductory rhythm for the song is designed to be the sound of a rolling mill converting steel ingots into I-beams or other shapes. It's Billy Joel with Allentown.
Well, I'm living here in Allentown.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Billy Joel with Allentown from 1982. Up next is a song by Diana Ross, released in November 1985 as the second single from her 16th studio album, Eaten Alive. The song was written by the Bee Gees and contains additional vocals from Barry Gibb. Sonically, the song is an R&B and dance pop song. According to the Gibbs biography, the brothers had initial reservations about offering the song to Diana Ross in case it was too Motown-like for her. The single became Diana Ross's second number one hit in the UK singles chart. It also hit number one in Australia, Ireland, and Zimbabwe. In New Zealand, it peaked at number three, and it made the top five in South Africa. In 1993, the song broke the UK top 20 again when it was re-released to commemorate her 30th anniversary in show business. It's Diana Ross and Chain Reaction. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Diana Ross with Chain Reaction. from 1985. Up next is a song by American singer-songwriter Norman Greenbaum, originally written and recorded by him and released in late 1969. In June 1986, Doctor and the Medics reached number one in the UK singles chart with their version of the song, where it spent 3 weeks at the top, while the same year punk band Fuzzbox released their own less successful version. In New Zealand, the song reached number two in the charts, being held off by Bananarama's own cover hit, Venus. The song has been certified silver by the British phonographic industry in the UK. It's Doctor and the Medics with Spirit in the Sky. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Doctor and the Medics with Spirit in the Sky from 1986. Up next is a song by the British rock band Dire Straits from their album Love Over Gold. The song was released in August 1982. It reached number two in the United Kingdom despite its length and is one of their biggest chart successes in the UK. In New Zealand, it reached number 16. On the Sultans of Swing, the very best of Dire Straits DVD, Mark Knopfler said about the song, "It's just about the private investigations, what you have got at the end of the day. Nothing More Than You Started Out With. It is said that the song was inspired by author Raymond Chandler. The song was also modified by Mark Knopfler into a film score for the Bill Forsyth movie Comfort and Joy in 1984. It's Dire Straits with Private Investigations.
Picking up the dirt, you get to meet all sorts.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Dire Straits with Private Investigations from 1982. Up next is a song by American pop music duo Boy Meets Girl from 1988. It was written by the duo's two members, Shannon Rubicam and George Merrill. They wrote the song after witnessing a falling star at a Whitney Houston concert and originally offered the song to Whitney Houston, but Arista Records CEO Clive Davis rejected it. American singer Belinda Carlisle then recorded the song, but denied its inclusion on her 1987 album Heaven on Earth. So Sharon Rubicam and George Merrill decided to record and release the song themselves. The song was released in June 1988 as the second single from Boy Meets Girl's second studio album Real Life. The song became a chart hit in several countries. It's Boy Meets Girl and Waiting for a Star to Fall.
Oh,
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Boy Meets Girl and Waiting for a Star to Fall from 1988. Coming up after the break here on the 80s at 8, it will be more great music of the 1980s.
Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.
Welcome back to the 80s at 8. I'm Adam Claydon. Now, our next song is performed by English musician Elton John, with music and lyrics written by John and Gary Osborne. It was released in March 1982 as the UK lead single from the album Jump Up. It was released as the album's second single in the US. It hit number 8 in the UK, and in the US it spent 3 weeks at number 10 on the Cashbox chart and went to number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100. And spent 2 weeks at number 1 on the AC chart. In New Zealand, it reached number 11. The video for the song was filmed in Australia on Sydney's famous Bondi to Bronte walk. The song and video was in dedication to Elizabeth Taylor. It's Elton John with Blue Eyes.
Blue Eyes. Baby's got blue eyes, like a deep blue sea on a blue, blue day. Blue eyes, baby's got blue eyes.
Home again.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Elton John with Blue Eyes from 1982. Up next is a song written and recorded by the English synth-pop duo Erasure, released in September 1988. It was written by Vince Clarke and Andy Bell. The lyrics are a plea to a lover to show compassion and respect. It was their 10th single and taken from their third studio album, The Innocents. It is known as one of their signature songs, and the single reached number 4 on the UK singles chart and was Erasure's second consecutive top 20 hit on the US Billboard Hot 100, where it made number 14 and reached number 2 on the US Hot Dance Club songs chart. In New Zealand, number 24. A music video was made to accompany the song. It was published on YouTube in February 2009. It's Erasure with A Little Respect. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Erasure with A Little Respect from 1988. Double J and Twice the T was a New Zealand hip-hop duo, best known for this 1989 number 2 charting song, a hip-hop reworking of Ray Columbus and the Invaders' 1964 cover of She's a Mod. The group consisted of Samoan New Zealand school friends rapper Jerry Taylor Brown and beatboxer Jeremy Tumata, who originally met at Otahuhu College. They won two Battle of the Bands competitions, which brought them to the attention of Mike Chun, who signed them to his Definitive Records label. It was Mike Chun who suggested the duo perform a rap cover of She's a Mod, inspired by the Fat Boys' hit reworking of Wipeout by the Beach Boys. It's Double J and Twice the T with She's a Mod. Mod rap.
Yo, hit it.
She's a mod.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Double J and Twice the T with She's a Mod, Mod Rap, from 1989. Up next is the 11th single by Duran Duran, released in April 1984. The song was heavily remixed for single release and was the third and last to be taken from their third album, Seven and the Ragged Tiger. It became the band's most successful single, topping the UK chart in May 1984. It was their second UK number one after 1983's Is There Something I Should Know, and would prove to be their last. The single entered the charts in America in April 1984 at number 46 and became Duran Duran's first of two singles to hit number one on the US Billboard Hot 100 for 2 weeks in June 1984 and was a huge hit internationally, including New Zealand, where it reached number six. Main photography for the video took place at Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto, Ontario. It's Duran Duran with The Reflex.
Why don't you use it?
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Duran Duran with The Reflex from 1984. This week's last song is by rock group Crowded House and was released in August 1988 as the second Australian single from their second album, Temple of Low Men. The song peaked at number 27 on the ARIA singles chart. Both B-sides, Something So Strong and Better Be Home Soon, were previously released as singles. In the UK and European markets, Sister Madly was released as the second single from Temple of Low Men, also in August. The song appears on Crowded House's Greatest Hits album Recurring Dream and was also performed at the group's farewell concert, released as Farewell to the World in November 1996. It's Crowded House and When You Come.
When you come across the sea, you're like a beacon guiding you to safety. The sooner the better now. And when you come, the hills will breathe like a baby pulled up even from the bottom of the ocean. The sooner the better now. And when you come to cover me with your kisses fresh like a daisy chained up in a lion's den, the sooner the better now. I'll know you by the thunderclap pouring like a rain of blood to my emotions. And that is why I stumble to my knees. And darkness smashing my heart, send me to the bottom of the sea. I should know you better now. And when you come, your majesty, to entrap me, prince of light receding, the sooner the better now. And when you come to cover me with your kisses hard like armor, by the thunderclap pouring like a rain of blood to my emotions. Hey, that is why I stumble to my knees. And oh, underneath the heavens with the stars from a distance, burning and exploding.
Yeah.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Crowded House and When You Come from 1988. And that's it for the 80s at 8 for this week. So until next time, have a great week. Bye for now.